The BBC has published a report warning the musicians and its five orchestras that they are at risk from damaging their hearing. The 48-page report, written by the BBC's safety manager, includes a number of recommendations for players who want to protect themselves against noise while rehearsing or performing. Using earplugs and sitting further apart are two of the suggestions. Dr. Teresa Delaplane, the professor of oboe at the University of Arkansas, talks about her demanding schedule since she's playing principal oboe for the Fort Smith Symphony, the Arkansas Philharmonic Orchestra, and the Symphony Orchestra of Northwest Arkansas, SONA.
Right now, I'm playing principal oboe in three regional orchestras. So I usually have at least two orchestra concerts per month. And actually, in the month of October, I have a concert every weekend. And each concert requires three or four rehearsals. So as you can tell, that's a lot of time spent in an orchestra rehearsal or concert.
She agrees with the BBC guide measures. However,
putting them into practice is somewhat difficult. Sometimes in an orchestra rehearsal, I wear earplugs if it's an especially loud piece or a movement of a piece, but that can actually be very frustrating because things sound so different. For example, with the earplugs in, I can actually hear pitch better, but I can't hear timbre, and I can't tell from hearing how loud I am in relation to those around me. I can generally tell how loud I am just by, you know, the fact that I have played loudly and softly many times in my life, and I can just tell from what I'm doing how loud I am, but I can't actually hear how I'm balancing in this section. And sometimes that doesn't matter if it's a really, really loud piece anyway. In the Fort Smith Symphony, the orchestra management has placed plexiglass plates in front of the trumpets, so the sound actually from the trumpets goes over the orchestra and out into the hall, and not directly into the violist's ears or the oboist's ears. And I've actually found this to be quite helpful since I sort of sit in front of the trumpets.
During the last several years, both musicians and audiologists are becoming increasingly aware that classical music has the potential to produce noise-induced hearing loss. Noise is defined as unwanted sound, although music is not generally thought of as unwanted sound. In severe circumstances, prolonged exposure to loud music can result in hearing loss.
Obviously, we need to protect our hearing from excessive noise.
That was Dawn Booth, an audiologist at Physician Hearing Services in Fayetteville, Arkansas. She treats musicians, among other people, and points out the importance of looking after our hearing.
A lot of younger people are suffering hearing loss from listening to music too loud on their iPods. Other people suffer hearing loss like musicians and dentists, where dentists have a drill, you know, right next to their ear a lot of the week. They'll suffer hearing loss. Musicians will suffer some hearing loss from being surrounded by loud sound in the orchestra or even in the marching band. So, yes, I have had people come that are musicians, from marching band musicians to concert musicians to rock band musicians, who would come to get hearing protection. I think it's very important for musicians because that's their primary interest, has to do with their ears, and so they really want to protect their ears so they don't lose their ability to perceive music.
Making music is physically demanding, and a musician's career can have its ups and downs. There are so many examples of musicians who have stopped performing because it's too painful to their ears, or they're too worried about their hearing and fear that they're missing vital musical or verbal cues in rehearsals and performances. And what about those who wish they had taken better care of their hearing from the start? Dr. Delaplane says that one of the most important things for musicians is getting into the habit of looking after their hearing.
I think in most cases, hearing loss happens gradually, although I have known some professional musicians that had what's called sudden sensorineural hearing loss, which is very devastating. But I think most musicians do tend to lose some hearing gradually. In fact, I've noticed myself in the last few years that I don't hear as well out of my left ear, which I think could really be a result of sitting by the trumpets in the orchestra for so many years. I think looking after our hearing should be a big part of our everyday life. And I think most musicians probably don't look after their hearing as much as they should. It's a very, very valuable asset, and of course you value it more when you start to lose it. Sometimes I wear earplugs in rehearsals. I never wear them in concerts. I just don't feel like I can be the musician I want to be with earplugs in a concert. I also put in earplugs every morning when I dry my hair, because that is a very loud sound. And I also try to avoid loud places.
According to the BBC guide, we still have an incomplete understanding of the link between exposure to high levels of musical sound and hearing problems. For example, the oboe, a difficult instrument to play with a clear and penetrating sound, is not the loudest instrument in the orchestra, but daily exposure can show increased noise dose. Dr. Delaplaine acknowledges the problem.
When I read the BBC guide, I was surprised to see that playing the oboe for a certain number of hours per day does put my hearing in a dangerous damage level. I think it's just really important for musicians to read the guide and even to just be aware of, for example, how many hours a day you could do something, such as play a violin or a trumpet, before it puts your hearing at a dangerous level.
So, do we really know enough about musicians' hearing and what can go wrong with it? Dawn Booth explains.
We really don't. We really don't know what caused somebody to lose hearing. You know, the only way we would really know is if, like, we had a hearing test one day and say they went to a rock concert that night and they came back and had a hearing test the next day. Then, if we had that specific of data, then we could say, yes, that rock concert caused you to lose some hearing. But, you know, we never have a hearing test before somebody has damage because nothing was wrong with them, so they didn't come for a hearing test.
On the other hand, for a professional musician like Dr. Delaplaine, the sound of her colleagues' instruments may contribute to increased noise levels, but it is necessary for making good music.
Being able to listen to the musicians around you is one of the ways that we are trained as musicians. And there is so much focus involved in just doing all the things you need to do to produce your own part and your own sound and your own rhythm. But there has to be a large part of your brain power devoted to listening to the musicians you're playing with. So that's really just part of the focus that you're trained to have as an orchestral musician.
But protecting the ears is still the main issue here, as well as a good investment. Dawn Booth talks about the different types of protection like earplugs and hearing aid. Also, active noise-canceling headphones are a wise investment, although they do cut you off the world around you. Just remember that when you're crossing the road.
The musician earplugs can be either custom-made, where they exactly fit a person's ear, and they have a little filter that pops in that could be 9 decibels or 15 decibels or 25 decibels, so they're interchangeable. And you typically get that at a place that dispenses hearing instruments, because they'll have the materials they need to make and order that. But you can also buy over-the-counter ones. A pair of customized musician earplugs runs probably around $175 or $200, where a pair of hearing aids runs $3,000 to $5,000 or something. And you get to keep your own natural hearing instead of paying for hearing through a hearing aid. Be aware of the things that are damaging their hearing. And to your general population of your audience, is like, be aware that you can do it with an iPod turned up too loud.